It provided the same benefit to owners of commercial property. Many people don't know that. It also made it harder for the state to raise tax revenues in all kinds of other ways. It required a state legislative supermajority to vote a new tax. It required the voters to approve any local tax increase other than a property tax. So it had all kinds of consequences for the state of California. It was a really foundational event.
He also mentioned some of the negative consequences of the proposition for homeowners.
People move less because of Proposition 13. And so that may, you know, create a sense of community because people stay put, but it may also have some unfortunate consequences. People don't get to live where they want to because if they move, they lose their tax break.
Martin went on to provide some suggestions as far as provisions go for Prop 13.
I think it would be a very good idea now to repeal the supermajority requirement for state tax increases. I think it also it would be a very good idea to rethink the property tax limit for commercial property, because most California voters, you know, want to keep their homes protected, but they're willing to raise taxes a little bit on business if that's what it takes to pay for our state. Proposition 13 is a big, complicated beast, and we don't need to think about repealing it all at once. We can think about taking it piecemeal, look at which pieces are working for us and which pieces really are outdated and it's time to get rid of.